Welcome to the Work the System podcast, where we help entrepreneurs make more and work less by managing their systems. And I'm your host, Josh Bonger. Today, we have a special guest. We have Tim Nevitt. Tim is the founder of Nevitt Group, and he specializes in helping small businesses grow as a Work the System certified consultant. He lives in the Gulf Coast and focuses primarily on brick and mortar businesses in the building products, fitness, insurance, and under other industries. All right, welcome to the show, Tim. Good to see you.
Good morning, Josh. Great to see you.
Yeah, well, very good. All right. Well, I've been looking forward to this podcast for a long time. We've been friends for quite a while now.
Yes.
And I'd love to introduce you to the audience. And why don't you start by telling us your background? You know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, basically, been a fan of systems before it was even defined that way since I was a kid. And generally approached everything from games to school to ministry projects, work, everything as a system. And it basically evolved into discovering your work and Sam Carpenter's work. Back, I think it's 08, 09, 2010, that area, after discovering this post-Katrina, which is a big event here that systems weren't the only answer on at least the novice range I was. And so Sam's book was extremely useful in dealing with the massive disruption and change in family, friends, and business environment. And from there, actually life became quite simple because then I understood the why and the desired outcome of virtually every part of my life. And then through basically Sam's rewrites, I think discovering you the first time, maybe in 2018, and then getting together with you during COVID, it's clear. It's clear. And the thing is, the clarity is something that's really useful to share. And and now, thanks to a lot of client interactions and learning with you and the team, it's great to be able to share the simplicity of systems, and it's just save people time. Save people anguish and save people heartache. Every end has a linear process before it. And I kind of knew that as a kid and kept seeking the answers to it. And then finally with, I guess Sam's fourth edition, the clarity, couldn't be clearer. And it's just a joy to be part of the team and to actually share that that clarity with people, whatever's best in their lives.
That's great. Yeah. Very good. So quick little plug. If you have not read the book, Work the System, go get a copy.
Oh,
Amazon,
no doubt.
Or go to worksystem.com and get on Sam Carpenter's list. All right. So then you've shifted your mindset. You've shifted the way you see the world and how you've helped companies. And now you're a consultant. Tell us, why did you shift into that role as a consultant?
Well, in a corporate environment, which of course was, most of my career was a corporate environment, there's actually maybe too many people to please. You have an owner, you have the owner's family. If you're in a big corporation, you have the stockholders, you have the board of directors, and you have a multitude of clients. And so I know one thing I learned from school was it's challenging to manage more than a couple random variables. Well, in a corporate environment, usually dealing with 10 to hundreds of random variables. And a great thing, and it's not about the money, because the corporate projects I worked on were quite massive, and one even lasted almost 2.5 years. In small business, you're usually dealing with an owner, or maybe a husband and wife team, and it's a lot simpler. And then two, rather than going through a process of decision making for 18 months, you can sometimes make a decision in 5 minutes. Hey, that sounds great, Tim. I'm going to do that. And when are you going to do it? Oh, I'm going to do it this afternoon. Or I'm going to do it now, Whereas a corporate environment sometimes is very, very slow. It's like trying to turn a barge, on a dime. Whereas, the little wave runner, you can just turn the wheel, boom, you're done. And so it's great seeing a massive change in a business and a family in a matter of months instead of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. It's great being a catalyst for change, and small businesses that's one of their unique advantages, right? They're nimble and they can change, right? And that's kind of what Sam's book's about. Well, I'd love to hear a story. I know that as the people that have certified, you're one of the key ones that's actually out there, you know, making it happen, helping a lot of people. And I love hearing the story. So maybe you could share one with the audience about, you know, who you're working with and how it's going.
Well, currently I'm working with, I'm involved with five clients currently, which actually is my max. I'm wound down with one in a fitness consulting field with a very unique situation. She has a single mom, two kids, and basically what her structure was 100% all on with the kids 1 week and 100% all on with business the other week. And you can imagine in a consulting field that typically is a weekly situation in the fitness industry. You know, generally you're interacting with clients every week. I mean, you can't just go exercise one day and then skip a week and exercise, you know, 3 days the other. So that was a huge challenge. And basically within 6 weeks, I say we, because she made the decisions. I just asked a lot of questions and she made the decisions. And within about 6 weeks, she had a system lined up that worked for her, that she was 100% off when she was off from with her kids. And then she was all out with her business, and she, you know, set up subs and tools and, you know, videos and such for the off week where her clients did not feel neglected. And she had a system for replying to them, you know, during the off hours to take care of her clients when she was on with her kids. And at that week on, week off process, and just making a few contacts that she was scared to make before, she very quickly had, sounds almost outrageous, but she had about four times more clients than she did the first day we met. You know, she had a group, she had her first big group, and she had a lot of other singles and all that. And then she was actually able to package that such a way that when she was with her kids, she was 100% with her kids from the moment they woke up in the morning till the time they went to sleep at night, Sunday through Saturday, 1 week. And then the following week was all business. And then from there, she'd been able to do some other great things in her life because she actually got assistance methodology with her family, with her business, and with her, actually even with her friends. She's got a system and it works great for her. Top of that, she even took a couple of great vacations, and you know, that's one win there. Another situation, more generic, and me across the board, was through the process we work with, is generally most business owners have really never stopped long enough to actually define what their ideal is. Mm-hmm. And I know strategic objective is on the surface, oh, this is simple. But then say, hey, well, let's get specific. And I found, you know, across the board, it's very challenging and it takes some time. It takes some a lot of Q&A. It takes some thinking and two, generally going from like a zero draft, a second draft, you know, and then maybe getting, as Sam would say, a 98% perfect proof. That's takes some brain time on both ways. And but it's very, very useful because from there, going to the operating principles, business owners define what they actually do, what they want to do, their ideal business is. And then through the operating principles, they define what their boundaries are. And then from there, all the great ideas, this is one probably the biggest problem I've seen in small businesses, especially in the Gulf Coast area, is outside salespeople are still very prevalent in this area. I know some of the big cities, it's all technology. A brick and mortar business may get 10 or more great, I should say 10 or more good ideas a week from someone who's usually very well trained, has a very good presentation, you know, very good graphics, what have you, hard copies and follow-up systems. The fact is though, is usually there may be 20 good ideas, there may be 3 great ideas, may only be 1 best idea. And generally what I work with is with those clients is for them to determine and define what their best is. Case in point, what the insurance agency I work with right now, maybe 17 different revenue sources. Well, right now we're zeroing down. What are your top 3? What are your top 5? And then possibly say, you know, have saving, say in a fringy product liability policy that pays $2 a month that takes hours to sell. She may just want to let that go Whereas another situation, like a full benefits package for a small business with 20 people that could go on for years, it may be a better fit. And we're still in that process with the insurance agency. Brick and mortar, also brick and mortar building products is generally they get very busy taking care of their clients. Often they lose track of some of the obvious things, roadside displays, storefronts, basic protocols with clients that walk in, clients by phone. And two, one thing we talk about in some of the business meetings is everyone's revolving, but only the select few are evolving. And that's the thing we work on is work with the business owner to get to a point where they're actually evolving and improving and simplifying their life and in turn their business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I'm going to try to summarize some of those things, but it sounds like, when you're helping clients, it's helping them get clarity around what they're actually trying to achieve and then trying to define that so they can run in a straight line instead of revolving. They can evolve in a positive direction. And maybe you can define this yourself, but for me, looking at your work, it seems like one of the unique things about you as a consultant is that you have a clear perspective because you've been in the game a long time and you know how to simplify things. Yeah, there's 17 ways you can do it, but here's the simple way and here's the way it's going to actually take you there fastest. But how would you define it? I mean, there's a lot of consultants out there in the world. So what makes you maybe unique, or why would someone want to work with you?
Definitely. I'd say I have a very unique big picture perspective is I understand systems, and I'll throw out the puzzle word is my wife loves puzzles. Mm-hmm. And in looking back at my corporate career, virtually all I ever did, and I've had some results in the corporate world with teams that would sound exaggerated if I even shared it. I'm not even going to bother without the context is, Everything is like, you look at it like a puzzle, and usually there's like one piece missing or 10 pieces missing. And a lot of times too, you have the puzzle, you have the outline, you don't have a clue what it is. There's all kinds of pieces there, but not a clue. And what I always did in a team environment as a kid, college, career, was I always looked for, where can I complement this team? Where can I be the missing piece of the puzzle that makes this thing work? And that's been a role I always had in corporate, and without exception, even going back to the last 30 years, every corporate environment I was in, I looked for a way to be that puzzle piece, and generally ended up working with the owner or the general manager directly in a somewhat unofficial way. I mean, kind of a quasi consultant, and just seeing where can I fit in and be that puzzle piece. And if I couldn't be that puzzle piece, I would work with the owner to find that puzzle piece. And generally, a lot of times, it's something very, very simple. It's amazing how simple it is. The thing is, there is so simple, and the world has become so complicated that a lot of times people just don't see it. And I know we talked about the other day about, one of my clients has this beautiful, five-figure sign in a road front that's got tens of thousands of cars that a day go by it. And there's a lot of there's items blocking that sign from being viewed. And that was just like one little simple thing that actually escaped everyone. Till one day I was looking for the place. Where's that sign at? And it's got a big giant sign there. And I saw something blocking it. So that was a simple thing, And usually it is something that simple. From the fitness companies I've worked with, the simple thing there was, you're dealing with your demographic group. They understand if you should fitness facility, especially that's specializing with women. Well, their clients are women and they have kids. They understand kid dynamics, and actually explain to them your own situation in a very proactive way. They understand, especially if you have a system set up where they know if they have a question at 1 o'clock in the morning, they can send you that question by email, and they know within 24 hours when your kids are down for a nap or something, you're going to reply to it. They're cool with that. Now, if you don't have that system and they're trying to they try to email you, call you, text you, and never hear from you, you're going to lose them. But they know, within 24 hours, no matter what, even if I'm on vacation at Disney World with the kids, I'm going to reply within 24 hours to your question. And it'll be an honest answer. You know, that's a system thing. That's something very, very simple. And once that was defined, it was easier for her to handle more clients because she's not trying to give instant gratification every time her phone, you know, rings or pings.
Well, so Tim, you work with a variety of clients and, you know, I'm sure that as you expand your consulting, it's going to continue to grow in the Gulf area, but I'm sure there's probably some consistency in the problems that you solve. So kind of what's the, you know, if someone listening here, you know, what would be the common pain point or problem they have where they say, you know what, I should probably call Tim. Like, is there like a common problem that you look for? Or you say, hey, you know what, if you got this problem, we probably should talk.
The big problem would be across the board confusion in some part of their business.
Okay.
To throw something out there is every client I've ever worked with, corporate or small business, every without exception, they are usually in the genius category in at least one part of their business. Now, if you can just imagine a wheel and say they're a genius at accounting, well, that's a very valuable skill set. But say they're sales and marketing. And technology savvy is say a 1 or 2 out of 10, but their accounting savvy is a 10, and their operational procedures are a 10, but they got the clunk there in digital media or technology. They have a clunk there in sales and marketing. Don't even understand a simple process of dealing with people. That tire's flat, so to speak. It's not going to move much. And that's generally, again, too, gets back to the puzzle analogy, is filling in that puzzle piece, but it's usually confusion in some area of their business. Everyone I've met is a rock star in some category of their business. I mean, you know, the insurance agency I work with right now, I mean, the one young lady I work in the insurance business is, she actually did not think that the ability to talk in front of 50, 100, or 1,000 people for 15 minutes was a valuable skill set. She receives this video, she'll remember that conversation. She says, what? You can actually do that? She says, oh yeah. I said, now one-on-one like you're doing, I'm scared to death of this. I said, wow. that's a rock star, you know? I mean, get me in front of people, 1,000 people on a freaking stage, man, I'd be shaking in my boots, you know? But that's going to be one of her advantages. We haven't figured out how that's going to play out in her business yet, but that's going to be a huge advantage. I mean,
yeah, I think that kind of what makes you and I kindred spirits is we love seeing the opportunities in these clients mm-hmm. and in their lives and their businesses, and then helping them, you know, connect the dots and then be the catalyst mm-hmm. for change. So, you know, Tim, for those who are listening, watching this podcast, and they're saying, hey, you know what? I like what I'm hearing from Tim. I'd love to chat and find out more about how we could work together or more about what you do. Where would they, where should they go?
Well, again, you know, the whole philosophy is clean and simple. LinkedIn has just my basic, resume. It's been very clean, very simple. And then you can contact me through there. You know, it's got my email address, it's got my phone number. It's one thing as a system is I have one name, one phone number, one email address. And it couldn't be any simpler. And then two, if you put Tim Nevitt in a search engine, it's going to come up. Tim Nevitt, Work the System Consultant. And just, you know, message me, call me, email me, and I'll get back with you. And generally, without exception, generally do something like this, one-on-one. Could be on Zoom if you're far off in the area, or be, you know, local, be at a coffee shop or something. And I've had a number of clients where if they have like one problem, heck, I don't have any issue. We'll solve their problem right there. I've actually had two really big problems solved that way. And they said, what do you owe me? You don't owe me anything. Now, if you want to do a project to take your business to a higher level, let's talk some more. But that actually brings me joy. I don't mind having a coffee break with someone or a Zoom call. And then, you know, they got one big problem. And that's one thing, too, I really haven't touched on is through the team and through my own travels, literally interacted with several hundred different businesses. Even the corporate world, it's shocking to think back, but I actually worked with over 1,000 different small businesses. And quite a few big ones in my corporate career in one capacity or another. And generally the end game was always getting from A to Z with something. And generally it was about moving product or selling a service. And then generally there was always an outcome that was desired and a start. And we just figured out pieces in the middle.
That's great. Well, anyone who's listening should take Tim up on the offer. Sounds like it's a free first call, and Tim packs it full of value. So go ahead and find Tim on LinkedIn. And again, Tim, thanks for being on the show. I want to say thank you to the audience. Hopefully you enjoyed meeting Tim Nevitt, and make sure to stay tuned for the next podcast, which is coming up soon here on the Work System Podcast, where it'll be either past client, a business expert like Tim, or someone else that I can bring on the show who's going to help you with a tool, technique, hopefully a resource that's going to help you make more and work less in your business as you get control of your systems. And as always, you can find out more information at Sam Carpenter's website, Work the System, where he shares weekly videos and content, and get the book Work the System there, or my website, WTSEnterprises.com. And there's more information about Tim and all the stuff that's happening with helping small businesses grow using the Work the System method. Again, Tim, thanks for being on the show, and we'll see you soon.